Councilman, that's the software for the municipal court software.
Got it. Thank you.
And that was the city clerk who answered that question, just for the record. Councilman Gephardt.
So I wasn't clear on that answer. So it's new software? It's an increase in the price of the software?
It's the same software, but it's an increase. Phil.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. We're actually migrating from the platform that they were using, which was on-prem, has been migrated to a cloud service. There is an increase, and they do it by number of tickets. So the cost of the software does increase with the amount of ticket revenue you're generating. So we get X amount of dollars, and then there's a scale that goes up from there.
Got it. And is this software platform only for municipal court, or are there other dimensions to it?
It's just a municipal court package.
Okay, thanks.
Any additional questions? Any questions from members of the public on the municipal court budget? Okay, hearing none, we will move to the legislative budget, which is on page 14. I submitted a recap from last year's budget with an addition that we'll be requesting a 3.75% increase to the legislative director. I believe this budget only shows a 2.75% increase. It is my intention to propose a 3.75% increase on Thursday when we take up. Are there any questions for members of the council on the legislative budget? Councilman Ricks.
This is a question that I've asked in previous years as well. I see that this year there is a proposed budget of $160,000 for professional services. I take it that we do intend to have the actuaries present in this coming fiscal year.
Sir, I believe we passed an ordinance on that, correct, or a rule?
Well, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. And also in the professional services, we pay our attorneys through that, our attorney, and for projects and RFQs and stuff like that comes out of that budget as well. Any other questions for members of the council on the council budget? Any questions for members of the public on the legislative department's budget, which is the council's budget? Page 14. Okay, hearing none, we will move on to the Board of Canvassers budget, which is on page 15. Any questions on the Board of Canvassers budget? I believe there's no election this year that we know of, so their budget went down. Any questions for member Councilman Lattiser?
Thank you. I just point out that there's a minor, let me back up. What was the raises? Oh, who's going to speak for the Board of Canvassers, first of all?
Do we have someone from the administration to speak on behalf of the Board of Canvassers? I believe the director position is open at this time.
I'm back.
Okay, so obviously the director's position is open, so I guess that's a new position for this year. And the new position, it appears as though it has already, or someone has already factored in a contractual increase in that position of 2.75, right, for a person that doesn't even work here yet.
Correct.
How was that?
The salary was decided to have that amount put in it. I think it was before the current.
Well, it's what, please?
It's before the previous director resigned was when this document was originated. So mm-hmm. If she were in the position, she would have qualified for the 2.75.
So is that the intent to start off the new director at a salary of $69,175, or will that salary be more or less?
That's the budget for it. I don't know what the window is for that position.
In order to maintain the salary parity within the department, intent is to pay the new director, who hopefully will be starting in the next few weeks. Interviews have just been completed with the 2.75% adjustment as of July 1st.
Okay. The Board of Canvassers clerk, there's a minor math error in that, but I'm not going to go to it. How did the voter registration technician increase from 61,722 to 68,167?
Are you talking about the voter registration tech?
Yes, I am.
That is actually top step in longevity in that position. It's per contract.
Okay, so those would be the same formulas that personnel was speaking to earlier?
There are two factors in your pay as a municipal employee. There's the step, that's the 6 months, the 12, the 18.
Okay.
That's a set schedule in the back of the municipal contract. There's no formula in there. It is a schedule in the back. And then on top of that, there's also the longevities.
Okay, so this includes step increases as well as longevity increases.
Yes.
Okay, so as I said earlier, and I understand that you're kind of doing us a favor, you know, sitting in here for a director that doesn't exist. And if the department heads, when you come before us with your budgets, if you could just tell us right out the get-go, this raise or this number is more than the 2.75 because it includes step and longevity increase.
This department has no changes to it.
No.
It's per the contract.
I understand, but what I'm speaking to is when I do a 2.75% raise on $61,722, I come up with $63,149, not $68,167. So now it leads me to think, is $68,167 an error, or is there other things that factored into it? And my point is going to save us a whole lot of time if the directors just explain that to us, that it includes a step increase in longevity. That's why it's more than 275, because otherwise we're going to go through this all night long and tomorrow too. That's all I'm saying. Just trying to make it a little simpler. But thank you, Director. You have explained that. That's all my questions.
Additional questions?
Councilman, that would require a great deal of work. You would have had to ask before that. The DPW is going to come here. They have a lot of employees. We would have had to have some warning. You've done budgets before. You didn't ask for this last year, the year before. It's impossible for us to do that for these budget hearings.
Mr. Mayor, I missed the first few sentences of what you said. I didn't hear what you said. I couldn't understand it.
I said that would require a great deal of work that we would have had to prepare for you, such as the DPW, go through every step increase, every longevity raise. You could have asked us before that. Would have been happy to have it for you. But for these budget hearings, that's next to impossible.
Sure, you're right. I could have asked for it before. The same as I've asked for it on the floor for the last six budget, no, more than that.
Actually, Councilman, I was here for 2 years prior to this, and you've never asked for that. We've explained it to you over and over again, but you've never said, have the department directors give us this as an advance. And I will give it to you next year, but it's impossible for this year.
You're welcome to go through the previous budget hearings. I have asked those questions. I've prefaced that at the beginning of many of the meetings. How did you arrive at these numbers? I go through the math with these budgets every year. I've been doing it. This is my 11th budget now.
And so you've never made the request. Surprise. You've never made the request for department heads to present those numbers to you as they come up here. You've never done it as long as I've been here.
So
would have been happy to do it if you had called me in a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I'd like that.
Of weeks ago, I had other things going on.
Well, Councilman, yes.
Thank you.
I have other things going on, too, running the city.
I would think.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. We're going to move on. Thank you. The mayor has made a statement on this. The councilman has been heard on it as well. So are there any questions from members of the public on the Board of Canvassers budget? OK, Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the finance department's budget, and the finance budget can be found on page 16. Are there any questions on the finance budget on page 16 from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Councilman Lattiser.
So are we at the finance administration? Is that the section we're talking about right now?
Finance administration, page 16.
So the question is on the finance director's salary, how it increased or how did it increase to $140,000 from what it was at $128,438.
When I took this position and I was dealing with the mayor's transition team, I was sick of the State House and I was ready to get out. And they offered me a figure. And a year later, the league came out with a survey. I'm the 11th highest paid finance director in the state. And what, if you don't count the prisoners, is the second largest city in the state, with the most complicated financial statements. So I've talked to the mayor about this, and I'm not sure that this is for me. Councilman, I'm 2 or 3 years older than you. I'm not sure how much longer I'm gonna keep going, but you cannot recruit someone. Cranston just went through, it took them 9 months to find someone who's now making substantial, it's more than this 140,000. Pawtucket has gone through 9 months. All I can tell you is I can provide to the council president essentially the results of that survey from over a year ago, adjusted for what the Cranston City Council approved in their budget for the finance director last week. So that's the bottom line. It's partly for me if the mayor wants to execute it, but I'm worried about his recruiting a future finance director. You're not going to be able to find someone at the compensation level. And that this is what happened with Cranston. I mean, they went up over $30,000 from what the previous finance director paid. So that's the bottom line here.
But currently, I don't think we're looking for a new finance director, are we?
Well, I've had conversations with the mayor. Like I said, I'm great, except I can't hear anything in this council chamber. So I have to wear these headphones. I haven't given notice to the mayor. We've had discussions about it. I think he should be in a position when my time has come to be able to recruit a qualified individual. And that's what we've put in this budget is an area. It's still, from my looking at it, still maybe makes the finance director the sixth highest finance director in the state. But that's what this is about. It's about comparability with other municipalities statewide.
So right now, you're saying that you are ranked 11 out of 39 communities.
Yes, sir.
In salary. For a finance director.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How does, never mind. One of the questions I have, and if it's answered once, it should suffice throughout the rest, but the water enterprise fund credit and the sewer enterprise fund credit is actually less than it was previous. And I see that pretty much throughout the budget, and I'm not sure why. So could you just explain why that is?
I have to get Lynn to respond to that.
She's sorry?
I have to get Lynn Proger to okay. respond to that.
Councilman, is that in on page 16? What line item are you speaking of?
I'm in the personnel supplement right now. And where I'm asking this, I'm sorry, no, it's in the the personnel supplement
on page 9. Yep, I see. Thank you.
Page 8 in my book. Yep. And again, this appears this way in others, and I'm curious as to why it's actually less this year, and most of the other departments is less.
The schedule that calculates this amount is a huge, complicated schedule. It factors in a number of things. The headcount, so the headcount's a little lower. It splits it based on bills sent. It splits it based on salaries of employees and the amount of time that we consider they use in their day for water and sewer. You'll actually see quite a big change in my department in particular, because I reorganize things a little bit. It's such a complicated schedule. You can't put one thing on it. But okay. It does tie out to everything in here.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have on that. Thank you.
Any additional questions from members of the council on the finance budget? Any questions from members of the public on the finance budget? Hearing none, we will move to the Treasury's budget. Treasury's budget is found on page 16. Any questions from members of the council on the Treasury Division's budget? Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, number 19301, training and education, found on page 16. I see there's a big increase there, so what's that about?
We actually have training available to us. June 21st, I think, we're hosting the Rhode Island GFOA, which is the Governmental Financial Officers Association, and all these things are going again. So I just need some money in order to be able to pay to attend to these things, these events, for myself and my staff, I should say.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Accounts payable specialist in the personnel supplement, it's showing an increase of $57,796. Is this also related to step increases and longevity increases?
So I have a couple changes in my personnel this year. The one that sticks out the most actually has a blank job code at the moment, because that would be a new position called deputy controller. I've eliminated an accounting position and added one in hopes that I'll be able to give her added duties, or somebody added duties and responsibilities, so that we can work to get an audit out quicker. My junior accountant this year, if we go down, is reaching a longevity marker, so she has a little bit more. Payroll's the same, account generalist is the same, accounts payable, he is reaching his first longevity marker, so that would be a big increase. And then the last position, reconciliation clerk, has no change. Just the 275.
The reconciliation clerk, you said, hasn't changed?
A 275. I have two longevities, if I recall correctly, this year, the change. Accounts payable being the first one, so you'll see a big change there.
Reconciliation clerk last year, okay, was that 55301? Okay. All right. Thank you for explaining that. Just made it simple.
Getting the reconciliation ready, obviously that's not something that one would work on for the entirety of the year. I take it that with the proposal to hire this additional position, there would be some shifting in some of the other responsibilities of the Treasury Division.
Are you talking about the Deputy Controller position?
Right.
Yes. I mean, we're preparing for the audit all year round. And so this position would help us with that.
I'm also going to just take a quick line from, I think it's fair to say, Councilman Lattiser's book, and just point out that the total stated in the supplemental personnel supplement on page 9 totals 534,207, while the total for salaries, let's see. Oh, you know, I'm going to correct myself for a moment there. I suppose this is why Councilman Lattiser didn't bring this up, perhaps, because I do see the $500 difference in the overtime budget. So never mind on that. I do think that it could be a good idea to hire that additional person, the deputy controller. But while there's certainly different work that can be done year-round, it's my understanding that preparing for an audit isn't necessarily something that's done in the equal parts year-round.
It's year-round.
Sorry?
It is absolutely year-round. Completely year-round. We're reconciling all of our bank accounts, all of our assets, everything, every month.
Does there tend to be a busy season to prepare for an audit?
It feels like all the time. But yes, it would typically be between August and December. And then come December, come January, when the audit is complete, we start preparing for the next audit after trying to catch our breath a bit.
Right. And I'm certainly not saying that there isn't work to be done year round when it comes to reconciliations, but at the same time, I think it's fair to recognize that there's certainly a busy season when it comes to preparing for the audit. So that's all the questions that I have right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Lynn, I know that you touched on this a moment ago, but I want to expound on it a little bit. So financial system controller, last year, that was a part-time position. Why was it necessary to increase it to a full-time position?
It was not a part-time position. It was split to the water and sewer department, but it was a full-time position.
So why isn't it split any longer?
It is still split, but it's actually split through the back charges instead of from the get-go. So these two water and sewer charges include that position.
What was the reason that that changed?
Once upon a time, the sewer department was looking for a finance director. I forget what the job title was, but it was something along those lines. So it was decided that that job would be split to sewer and water. Historically, that position has always been split to water and sewer, but through the back charges. And that position, you know, doesn't present at sewer board meetings or anything. So I think it makes sense to go back to this, the way we were presenting it before.
And the reason for having a new position of deputy controller, why do we need that position? I don't have any recollection of how long ago it was or if we ever had one.
I don't think we've ever had one before. In my time here at City Hall, we have really struggled to get an audit out on time, and I would be greatly helped by being able to hopefully promote internally. I am eliminating a position here and adding one so that I can add duties and responsibilities to work on getting that complete by December 31st.
So that kind of explains, by the way, Director Carlucci, there's probably a whole lot of people in this room wish you would have not changed my microphone. That explains why I'm seeing about an $85,000 difference from last year's budget to this year's budget, including the 2.75% increase.
I had a lot of change in my department this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Any additional questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on the Treasury budget? Page 16. Okay. Hearing none, we're going to move to debt service. And debt service is on page 17. And this is debt principal and debt interest. Are there any questions from members of the council on our debt principal and debt interest on page 17? Looks like it's going down. We're paying off some bonds.
Yes. So
this is always good news.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Questions from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
What would be the earliest anticipated time? Apparently, I don't believe in this coming year's fiscal budget, but what would be the earliest anticipated time that we may be looking at debt service for the school bonds that were on the ballot last year?
That is currently up to the council and the administration. I have not budgeted for that in this budget.
Does the lack of having it reflected in this year's budget, would that tend to prevent us from moving forward on that this coming fiscal year?
No.
Or
no, it takes a lot of time between the voting and the presentation for the S&P going through Ryback. It takes time. So if you acted tomorrow, it would probably end up in 25.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that was clear for the record that the lack of those funds being allocated into this coming fiscal year budget would not reflect any sort of change in plans.
Yes.
Additional questions from members of the council on debt service? Any questions from members of the public on debt service, page 17 in the budget? Any questions? Hearing none, we'll move to the city collector's office. That is on page 18. Any questions from members of the council on the city collector's budget? Councilman Lattiser.
No, actually, I'm all set on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council on the city collector's budget? Any questions from members of the public on the city collector's budget? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to the city assessor's budget, which is found on page 19. Good evening, Director. Just identify yourself for the record.
Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing.
Thank you. Director, can you just talk about the revaluation that we've done? The letters went out. Is that factored into your budget?
There was a $70,000 line item in this year's budget. That has been increased for next year because we also have to start the full revaluation that's due for December of 2024. So that initial cost is $150,000. There'll be much more in the following fiscal year.
Come up with that. And I believe some of the positions that you have, they're having new duties and stuff like that. Can you speak to that and speak about the salaries that go along with that, please?
Sure. Just to go back a little bit, the revaluation that we conducted in 2021, which we decided not to implement, had a cost of $289,000. The reason why in the current fiscal year 23 budget, we were able to reduce that to $70,000 was we took on a lot of the duties that would typically be done by the reevaluation firm. And perform those duties in-house. So as part of that, what we did was restructure some of our staffing members' job descriptions, added more duties on so that they would better understand the revaluation process itself, and we would get better values, more equitable values at a lower cost. So both of our existing record specialists were upgraded to senior record specialists so that they're the ones that process the deeds, they know the market, they see all the sales coming through. We added additional duties so that they would compare the data that we have on each property to what was listed online and correct the data that we have so that the values represent the actual characteristics at the time of the sale. And there's a lot more details I could get into, but essentially it was so that they would be able to assist with the revaluation and reduce our cost.
So that is, not to steal my colleague's thunder on that, so that is for the additional pay. That's why it's more than the 2.75. It's new duties, new positions, promotion, it sounds like, moving from a regular to a senior.
Yeah, for lack of a better term, correct, but I wouldn't say it's promotion because they took on the additional duties, so it's not the same job they were performing in the past. Mm-hmm. Additionally, we did change one of the clerical positions to a record specialist, but that record specialist would have the description that these senior record specialists had prior to this change.
And having them do this kind of in-house now will save us a lot of money in the long run, because those were all services that we had to pay an outside consultant, correct?
Correct. We're projecting the full reval at $1.5 million if we did it all with outside vendors. The city of Cranston just awarded a bid for $1.4 million for their full revaluation. We believe that we can complete the project for less than $500,000 by doing this type of work in-house.
So significant savings.
Absolutely. At a better product at the same point.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the council on the city assessor's budget? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. And I understand your explanations on the additional staff, et cetera, or new positions, I should say. But in addition to that, you've also reduced your staff by two people. Is that correct?
That's correct. That was due in part to the elimination of the motor vehicle tax. So there's some duties that were being done by those clerical members. That's why we reduced one clerk, but added a record specialist, because that's where our need goes going forward.
On the assessor. No, you already explained that. All right, thank you.
By performing the tax revaluation in-house, I suppose my first question is, are there other municipalities in Rhode Island that also do that in-house?
Well, let me first clarify, we'll do part of the work in-house. So the town of Westerly has done something similar, but their prior assessor that was doing that had left the position. I'm not sure that they're still doing it that way. But prior to my employment with the city, I owned my own revaluation firm. So I bring a level of experience. I'm also a certified general appraiser that most assessors do not have.
I think that's excellent. I would also just want to have one more follow-up question. Would us doing the revaluation, at least partially in-house, the information would still be hosted on, the appraisal information would still be hosted on the platform of one of the major appraisers, whether that's Vision or Northeast or one of those other large ones that tend to host most of the city and town appraisals, or would that be something that would also be brought in-house?
Well, right now there's no plan to change that, but we are looking to modernize the whole practice, the way we communicate with the public, going paperless, trying to do things with fillable forms online. So depending on what happens with the technology and what the better approach is at the time, there could be a switch, but we're not envisioning that right now. But if we did make a switch, there would be a replacement online for that.
Absolutely. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Additional questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on the city assessor's budget, page 19? Okay, thank you, Director. Next up is the MIS budget, which is on page 20. Good evening, Director.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director.
Director, are you guys fully staffed? Are you looking for a position?
We have one open position. We've had a database programmer position open for quite some time now. As Director Schaefer was alluding to earlier, salary does generate the type of response you get to the position. So this year we actually tried a different approach while we're still trying to fill that position. We reallocated $30,000 funding from the salary into contractors. Contractor is working out fairly well, trying to get through the backlog of some of the programming needs we had. The challenges over having a full-time employee is they're not all that flexible. You can't ask them to cross-train and help out in the other areas. But for just getting through the backlog of work we have, that's worked out.
Yeah, as we've discussed before, this is a very important department with all the cyber stuff, all the stuff that you do, the everything that we work on. So that's important, and I'm glad that you're looking and to fill to get that full capacity.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments from members of the council on the MIS budget? Councilman Snappy.
Just wanted to confirm the source of the bumps in temporary services and professional services, although it sounds like at least some of it's from a contractor you mentioned.
Those two items, or the first one, would be comparable to 2023 if you take into consideration the reallocation of salary from salary into the temporary services. We anticipate continuing that on until we can find a full-time replacement for that position. For professional services, the increase comes from two specific areas that are requests from other departments. The Finance Treasury Department wants to migrate our chart of accounts to a U.S. GAAP standard that we got a quote on for $50,000. And then we have a smaller project for the city assessor's office that's going to do a bridge gap between the CAMA software. They have a bridge between their assessment software and the vision permitting system.
Got it. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
The network manager salary increase, what is the reason for the increase beyond the 2.75?
I believe that just has to do with the full year. Are you looking at actual compared to the budget?
No, what I'm looking at is last year that line item was paying $82,349. Excuse me, if I add 2.75, I come up with 84,613. What it's budgeted for is 86,310. So the question is, why is there the difference?
I have the fiscal year 23 salary set at $84,028.
I'm sorry?
I have the fiscal year 23 salary is set at $84,028. Is that what you're seeing?
I'm looking at the 23 budget for MIS. And it's showing the network manager at $82,349. And this year, it's showing the network manager for 24 at $86,310.
If you give me 1 second, please.
Where with the 2.75, assuming that's all that position is entitled to, that would be 84,613.
It's the starting figure. I'll have to look into the discrepancy between it. I believe it has to do with the position of what we were able to fill it at and the position that was budgeted in F23. It was two different people. We hired this position in in the midst of fiscal 23.
Okay, so you can let me know on that.
I will.
Thank you. The systems senior systems technician, that was last year at $69,745, and assuming that only qualifies for 2.75%, that would be $71,662, and that one is budgeted for $74,299.
I believe that's the longevity piece, okay, that there was a bump on. That's one of the two union positions that I have.
Okay. And you've got a modest increase in overtime. I'm going to assume that's because of the salary increases.
Is because of salary increases and trying to rationalize what we're actually spending this year.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Any additional questions? Councilman Foley.
Thank you. What position is currently open that you're having difficulty?
Database programmer.
And what is that budgeted at?
50 some thousand, if you just give me a second.
Is that the 59,664?
Database. That is the 54,239.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions from members of the public on the MIS budget? Hearing none, we will move on to the purchasing budget. Purchasing budget can be found on page 21. Any questions from members of the council on the purchasing budget? Council Lattiser.
Yes, thank you. So on the assessing some of these different line items too, I'm seeing, obviously, as I've spoken to, various increases in salaries, et cetera. In the purchasing department, bucking the trend of some of these others, what I'm seeing is that the salaries are up about $94,000, at least since 2021. But also, there's an increase in sick time as well. And I know that's difficult to explain, but it seems as though the trend in the majority of the departments has been downward with sick time. I just wanted to point that out. Bear with me. On the personnel side. So the purchasing agent, this is kind of a change from the direction I've been going. The purchasing agent salary is actually reduced from last year. And I would assume it's because of a new higher in that position?
Correct. The previous purchasing agent qualified for longevity, and our new purchasing agent does not.
Mm-hmm. I look at the accounts payable technician, and I see a completely different swing. Accounts payable technician last year was $41,046. If we add the 2.75 to it, that comes up to $42,175. It's currently budgeted at $57,611. What is the reason for that dramatic increase?
This department has had quite a bit of changeover in the past year. In one case, one employee was promoted in this department, and in another position, an employee from another department in the city has come into one of these positions. So everything is being paid per the contract and the schedule in the back, but their longevities do change because they've gone interdepartmental.
So that position has increased by 40% since last year. I don't think that's made up of 2.75 and step two and step three and longevity, I mean, and all that stuff.
That position was actually originally hired by somebody who worked outside the city, who was a outside hire, rather. So he would have come in at the very bottom step. He also was not actually in the position. I think he only was there for 6 months. I'm not sure how long. But because it was budgeted previously at bottom step, and now we have an internal transfer, you can sometimes see things that look a little sideways. But this is paid per the contract. It is a municipal position.
Well, that certainly is a significant increase in that position, for sure. That's all.
Any questions from members of the council on the purchasing budget? Any questions from members of the public on the purchasing budget? Hearing none, we'll move to the boards and commissions budget, which is on page 22. Any questions from members of the council on the boards and commissions budget? Any questions from members of the public on the boards and commissions budget? Thank you. Next up is community development. The community development budget
Good evening, Bill Facenti, Community Development Office.
What page? We're on page 39 for community development. Thank you. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on the community development budget, page 39? Thank you very much.
Mr. President.
Yep. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Director, on your housing and community development coordinator,
yep.
That has a pretty significant increase. When I do the math, I come up with $66,788, and what you have budgeted is $75,470.
Yes.
And I was curious to know what the reason is for that increase.
Yep. So last year's budget was set at $65,000. That is the top step of the pay range without longevity factored in. We hired an employee from in-house that had 21 years of service. So you have to add 13% to their base. We offered the position at the full step because it was a slight increase over her current salary versus the more duties and responsibilities of being the coordinator. So her salary went from $65,000, adding 13%, brings up to $73,000, I believe $480,000, and then 2.75. She started 2 months ago, so she'll be eligible for the 2.75% in July.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on community development? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to city planning on page 40. Good evening, Director.
Hi, Tom Kravitz, city planning director.
Director, do you have any positions open, or have you combined any positions or changed any classifications?
No.
Any questions from members of the council on the city planning budget? Any questions from members of the council on the city planning budget, page 40? Any questions from members of the public on the city planning budget? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to the tourism culture development budget, which is on page 41.
Good evening, Director, again.
Good evening.
We're on page 41, the Tourism, Culture, and Development budget. Can you just go over the salaries for this, as you had mentioned previously?
Sure.
There is some movement around within departments within this.
Yeah, well, the one key issue is there's a split position here, as mentioned, with regard to the mayor's office. Our media coordinator that is who's funded 85% of her salaries in the mayor's office budget. 15% is allocated to tourism, culture, and development. I might also add that the position of tourism cultural development coordinator, which has been part of the staffing pattern for a number of years, as you know, but that has remained unfilled. But we're considering our options whether or not there's a need for that type of position. So we are asking for support for that particular position, but it has been unfilled for the entire duration of the this administration's term.
Director, can you speak to and highlight the tourism program 61355 light item page 41? Below it, tourism 355. Can you just talk about the different programs you do and where those funds come from?
Sure. The funds all come from the state's or the city's share of the hotel tax revenues. We've seen a substantial uptick given that it is an economically sensitive source of revenue. During the pandemic, as we know, the hotels were shut down and revenues declined substantially. But there's been a very large uptick given the rebound in the economy. We expect to receive $800,000 in fiscal 24. As required by state statute, those funds are restricted to tourism and economic development activities. They cannot be used in the general fund whatsoever. There is a share of the hotel tax that is reserved for the general fund purposes, but this portion is solely for tourism promotion. The activities associated with that are using print, digital, and television media to highlight the assets of the city. The tourism coordinator works closely with Providence and Warwick Convention and Visitors Bureau to attract visitors and tourists to the city. As you know, one of the largest and principal activities is convention groups that utilize primarily Crown Plaza, which is a major convention center, the major convention center in the state, as well as a number of our other hotels. They're doing a booming business. Providence Warwick Convention and Visitors Bureau is a highly sophisticated outfit that Elizabeth works closely with, and they've been very successful and look forward to even more intense activity going forward.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the council on the Tourism, Culture, and Development budget? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Director, on line item 61201, office supplies and equipment, your year-end projection 2023 is showing a zero. Is that accurate?
Given that we're year-to-date at the time that this was published, at the end of March, at 1285, no, that's not. That's not the projection. We expect that that will be fully spent by the end of the fiscal year.
So that's an error in that line item.
I'm not sure why that dropped off
right.
That column.
Your line item 61300 travel, you're showing a significant increase in that number. What's the reason?
In the past, during the time that our tourism director, Karen Jetson, was leading the program with much larger staffing as well, as you recall, Karen would attend national conventions and promote the city before major retailers and business development conferences throughout the country. We felt that might be beneficial. And with the significant additional funds that we expect to receive in FY24, based upon the experience of FY23, and again, monies that are targeted and specifically dedicated for this purpose, we felt it would be a worthwhile use of our monies to expand our reach so that Elizabeth Dunn would participate in national conferences as opposed to just regional.
And I see where the CARES pass-through, that's pretty much been going by the way for several years now. What's the reason for that? That was a pretty significant amount of money.
If you recall, the CARES program was one of the initial pandemic federal outlays, and a portion of that was designed to boost local economies through encouraging tourism during the pandemic. That was a grant program, and that's disappeared.
Okay, thank you. So the question I have on assistant principal planner, so all's fair in love and war, as they say. Last year, that salary was $79,864. This year, the budget is showing $79,855. Assuming that position qualifies for the 2.75, I come up with a number for that position of $82,060. So is that $79,855 correct, or is that an error?
I'm going to have to look into that. I'll get back to you tomorrow night on that if I can. I'm not quite sure why that, why that's showing that way.
I don't want to see.
Are you talking about the business development planner coordinator? Ian, because you might be mixing
what I'm
up
looking
with.
I'm looking at assistant principal planner.
That's in city planning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm in the wrong spot. So, good question for city planning.
Correct.
Maybe they'll look into that for us. Thank you.
Sure.
Any additional questions for the tourism and culture development budget? Any questions from members of the public on the tourism, culture, and development budget? Hearing none, we'll now move to Public Works. Public Works budget starts on page 42. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Eric Earls, Director of Public Works.
Thank you. Director, how are the staffing levels on Public Works? What positions do you have open? Have you reclassified any positions or moved individuals to new positions?
We have a few vacancies, sanitation operators, field maintenance, heavy equipment mechanic, but for the most part we're in good shape considering where we've been in the past. But no, most of the changes to our salaries have followed the contractual obligations, whether they be step increases or longevity or the 2.75.
Thank you. And in just checking my, you have a line item for rent, the amount of $520,000. What property is that?
That's a Sawtooth building.
That's
Sawtooth.
The Sawtooth, okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the council on the DPW budget? Councilman Ricks.
One of the usual big items, of course, is asphalt. So here in this packet, I'm seeing that at, let me see if I can find that particular line item quickly myself. Find it again, that is. Thank you. 63290, which is on page 43. In recent years, asphalt has been budgeted at under $200,000. To give a quick overview, would it be fair to say, and you know, very much using ballpark numbers here, that generally speaking, it costs about $1 million or north of $1 million to pave a mile of road?
Yeah, that's a ballpark. It's depend what kind of technique you use, but
yeah, just, you know, round numbers in general. I understand that there can be a lot of variation, and generally speaking, a road would typically last maybe 20 years more or less before it may need to be repaved.
If you're taking it down to make a brand new road, removing all the subbase, putting back subbase material so that you know all the gravel's good, and you're putting back 3 inches of asphalt, that's what you get 20 years out of. When you mill and overlay a road like we primarily do, you're shooting for more like 8 to 12 before you start to see the cracking.
I see. Yeah, and a general ballpark figure, we have about 400 miles of roads in Warwick that the city is responsible for.
400, is that what you said?
Was it 400, or am I thinking of something else entirely? You would know better than me.
The answer is 400, yeah.
Good, good. I wasn't making that up. Good. Okay, so I understand that in recent years we've been using a lot of federal COVID money through ARPA and a similar one-time money to get a lot of significant paving done. How does it look for ARPA funds for paving the roads this year?
I believe we still have another $3 million to pave roads with ARPA money.
So that's really good to hear that we can still get some significant paving done, because, you know, when looking at 63,290 asphalt, which is budgeted for this year at $80,000, obviously that doesn't cover a lot of roads. That's more of just pothole patches and the like, right?
That's correct. That's what this number primarily is.
Yeah, so just to make a general statement, I would say that, you know, while I'm glad that ARPA funds can be used to get some pretty decent paving done this year to the tune of, I believe you said, around $3 million, I would say that more long-term, I do have some concerns where we're using the one-time money to take care of what's an ongoing obligation. And ideally, we'd be putting that kind of money or more into paving on a regular basis. And we have a budget this year where we're relying on that one-time money, and we're still seeing in the budget overall about a $7 million projected drawdown of the fund balance. So it's, I would say, something of a hidden future deficit on top of the top line number, so to speak, of a structural deficit that we are already recognizing. I don't have any further questions for Public Works at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Director, can you speak to the salary increases at Fair Arena and McDermott Pool? It looks like there's additional seasonal positions that has increased. Can you speak to those, please?
I believe that's just a function of the increase in the projected increase in minimum wage that we're going to be looking at.
Okay. Any additional questions from members of the council? Councilman Gephardt.
Hey, Director. Public Works Engineering 67224 street lighting. That's creeping up a little bit. Is that primarily just electricity, that line item?
What was that number again? I'm sorry.
It's on page 47. Thank Public you. Works Engineering, and then it's the street lighting line item.
Yeah, that's primarily the electricity. That number used to float around 1.2.
Yep.
And then when we did the transition to the LEDs, now we're starting to figure out what it's going to be. So that project was completed last year, so we're still kind of in the learning of what the electricity is going to cost.
Yeah, I was This is through 331, right? So you've got through 331. It was at 334 for this year, projected to finish at 650. So, okay. Thank you. That's helpful. Let me just see. I think I had one other thing for you here. Well, I'll yield and I'll raise my hand if I get back to it. Thanks.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Director, on your the clerical technician and public works, that line item is actually down by almost $6,000. Is that accurate? And if so, what's the reason?
Yeah, that position's currently vacant. So anticipating hiring someone, they're going to be at the lowest step. So that's why it reflects that way.
Okay. On light equipment operators, I did the elimination of one position, rounded out the numbers, and I'm not sure if the 416,691 is correct, because when I take it from what it was and drop it down by one person, that comes up to an average salary of $58,585 times proposed seven you have now, comes up to $410,097. And I add in the 2.75, that brings me up to $421,375. And what you have here is $416,691. So I just wanted to find out if that number was correct.
Yeah, that number is correct. I mean, the math you did is very general, assuming everybody makes the same amount of money. Okay. And that's not accurate, right? There are guys that have been there longer than others that have longevity. Okay. So, yeah, that number is correct.
Okay. And traffic mark and sign person. This year, you are showing $53,626. And that seems to be quite different than what you had before. I'm kind of looking around because you changed the format on this budget from what it used to be in the past. So the line items are in different places. So it makes it a little more difficult to try and chase things down. Let me just see if I can find that one. Traffic mark and sign. Okay. Last year, you had $66,533. This year, you have $53,626. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's another instance where that position is currently vacant.
Okay.
So the person who was there previously moved on to a foreman position. So now we're looking to fill this position, and it'll probably come in at a lower step and without the longevity.
And senior foreman sanitation, you have, actually, let's start with the sanitation recycling supervisor. That is down from last year as well. And again, I'm not complaining because numbers are going down. I just want to make sure that, again, all is fair and that there wasn't an error made against one of our employees. So that number is down from last year by close to $5,000. Last year, sanitation recycling supervisor was at $79,355. This year, it is at $74,781. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just needed to confirm with Christy Moretti, the business manager. The last year's budget, we had anticipated it being higher, but the position at that time was vacant. So the position's now been filled for, about 8 months, coming up on just about a year. So this number reflects his current salary, whereas the previous budget, we had anticipated what we were going to pay a new hire. So we were able to bring a new hire on for less than we had anticipated at the time.
Okay, so you'll actually have about an additional $5,000 left over in your budget this year from that for that position, right?
That, yeah, I like you, I don't have last year's numbers in front of me, so if that's the way the math works.
And temporary services, that's a new line item for you this year. What is that line item? What is that about?
Where is that? I'm sorry.
It's in the personnel supplement. It's actually is, well, there is no job code, but it's temporary services. You're showing $25,375. And automotive, I'm sorry, automotive.
Oh, automotive.